prophecy, where Sister White's upholding one of the main premises that we've been making here, is that the Sunday law purifies God's church prior to the loud cry message, when God's other children in Babylon come out and stand with God's people. And in this passage, she says, those other children that are in Babylon, they're going to wear the crowns of the Seventh-day Adventists that ended up being unfaithful servants, and that will be wiped out in the plagues. Early writings, 85 and 86. On page, and this is a passage where she's describing something that she said earlier in the book. And she's describing a passage that I often use, and I've used in this study if you've been to all these studies, where I describe this changeover of the purification of the church, one group of Adventists lost, one saved, and then people coming out of Babylon. And she's going to describe this because she uses the phrase time of trouble for both the time of trouble that begins when Michael stands up and human probation closes forever, but she also uses the time of trouble to describe what takes place immediately after the Sunday law, where she says national apostasy is followed by national ruin. And in Adventism for years, we can get several old charts. That time of trouble that begins after the Sunday law, we've understood, is the little time of trouble. And when human probation closes for good, it's the great time of trouble. And in this passage in early writing, she's going to make the distinction between the two for us. But there's some other things in here that are more germane to what we're studying. So this is what this is being written here in early writings, 85 and 86. On page 33 is given the following. I saw that the Holy Sabbath is and will be the separating wall between the true Israel of God and unbelievers, and that the Sabbath is the great question to unite the hearts of God's dear waiting saints. I saw that God had children who did not see and keep the Sabbath. They have not rejected light upon it. And at the commencement of the time of trouble, we were filled with the Holy Ghost as we went forth and proclaimed the Sabbath more fully. She's just quoting there what she's going to comment on right now. This view was given in 1847, when there were but very few of the Advent brethren observing the Sabbath, and of these, but few supposed that its observance was of sufficient importance to draw a line between the people of God and unbelievers. Now the fulfillment of that view is beginning to be seen. The commencement of that time of trouble here mentioned does not refer to the time when the plague shall be begin to be poured out, but to a short period just before they are poured out while Christ is still in the sanctuary. And at that time, while the work of salvation is closing, trouble will be coming upon the earth and the nations will be angry.